welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, I have the second in two special programs for the new year on predictions for 2011. My guests are Phyllis Pricer and Annette Castellano. I must apologize for the quality of the interviews. Phyllis and Annette wanted to be interviewed together, so I used a conferencing service for the telephone calls, and the volume was not as loud as it should have been. My first guest is Mrs. Phyllis Pricer, who is a certified master hypnotherapist, a practitioner of Jin Shin Jetsu, a medium, and a psychic. She has worked in the healthcare field and is an entrepreneur with many years of experience in the business world. She does individual psychic readings, hypnosis, and spiritual counseling. Her life work and company, Multiple Pathways, brings together intuitive information, holistic healing, and practical applications to unify the body, mind, and spirit, and explore a wide range of disciplines and methods, traditional and holistic medicine, and various philosophies and practices to demonstrate that we have many ways of getting back to and reconnecting with our source, which is God. Phyllis previously hosted Higher Dimensions, an internet radio talk show on BBS Radio every week, where multiple pathways were explored. She is available for psychic readings, hypnotherapy, corporate and individual training, and alternative healing therapy. She can be reached at area code 202-387-2080 or psychicworlds4@aol.com. My second guest is Annette Castellano, who is an intuitive who has lectured extensively and demonstrated her intuitive insight to people of all walks of life for over 40 years on both the East and West Coast. She has appeared on radio throughout the New York metropolitan area and has produced shows with TCTV Channel 3 promoting holistic lifestyles. Annette holds a pre-law degree with a background in human resource management and is a Washington State certified mediator. She has authored the popular program Understanding Intuition and How to Use It, that promotes self-esteem and empowerment through the understanding and use of intuition. She teaches at a local college in the state of Washington and can be reached at AntonioAntoinette@yahoo.com for private counseling, lecturing, intuitive training, and public events.
Hi,
I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Annette and Phyllis, and I look forward to hearing what you see for 2011. I would like to start with a specific focus and then move to a broader one.
Okay.
So first, what do you see for the economy of the United States in 2011?
Wow. All right. I see there is going to be a lot of compromise on getting this economy going, but I do think that the economic reality is going to force people who don't really want to have to work together to come together for the better portion of the nation, because it is very necessary to do that. I think things will, towards the middle to the end, are going to get better. I think there are going to be signs of strengthening in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are going to find things more set than before. It's very important for people just to hang in there for a little while. I think the news is going to be up and down. But I really feel that compromise is something that is going to have to be done by this Congress if we are all to survive. If not, we're going to have a heck of a bumpy ride. But my feeling is there are those who are very practical who are going to push this agenda forward, and it's going to be in the best interest of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think also we are going to see an uptick in the job market and trade, and I think there is going to be a retrenching of spending moves, and there's going to be more of a feeling of we're all in this together type of situation. I don't want to repeat myself, but I do feel it is going to move into a better field for all of us, and we are going to see and a slow but steady rise. I think in the mortgage business there's going to be a lot more upset because I don't think it's all come out yet. I think there's still a lot of skullduggery and shenanigans behind the scenes, and I think that is going to be one of the weaker markets for the time being until certain guidelines and protections are put in both for the consumer and the investor. And I think there are going to be more stringent laws or regulations passed, which will, at least in the beginning, it's going to help curb any of this kind of nonsensical racing away that has been done by the financial markets on this part. I think that the whole thing has to be restructured to be based on reality and not virtual illusions, which I think some of it is.
So you think housing then is going to be a little slower than employment?
Yes, I think that we haven't heard all of the nastiness that has actually been through. I think it's coming out piecemeal, and there's a concerted fight to try and keep the true depth and breadth of it away. But I think with so much being shaken up and with so many lawsuits being filed, it's going to have to come out. And they're not going to play games the way they used to. It's just not going to be permitted anymore. That's my opinion.
Nanette, you concur?
Yeah, I concur completely. And I also, that was a lot.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. But I also feel, I feel very strongly with you on that this is forcing people to work together. We have to. And,
so it's good.
But what I do see, though, that there's going to be a lot more struggles with nonprofit organizations. And so we might see that I get this idea that there will be some smaller ones that will start collaborating and probably merge efforts so for survival. And I think we might see that also with certain businesses, that people will collaborate with each other and maybe become sister agencies to keep them afloat. And I think that will start a whole new aspect in the work market.
Now, do you think that the worldwide economy is going to react the same as the United States?
No.
No.
I think maybe eventually, but most countries have different belief systems. And so when, once they see what works on one, you know, some countries will adopt certain aspects of policy, but not the whole thing because of their own strategies. But I think that we will be taking on some strategies from Europe and England and all that, and then there will be others that will take on strategies from us. I think it'll be a little bit more of a world effort, but there'll still be a lot of differences.
Yes, I concur that completely. It's very, very important that there be a continuity, because part of the scallions portion of it is that things were sold internationally, and there are those who are clever in the ways of their own laws and so forth and so on. So that's why so many world banks were compromised, because there is not a cohesive, coherent regulation about these things. And that's why so many people were frustrated. And that's why it was hid so long, because it was just, it's like a dog bearing a bone. They had so many different regulations and so many places that they could send things through that the trail of paperwork got lost, and it's still lost. So there is going to have to be, in this new world we're moving into, more of a global economy and more of a consistency, so the country, the shenanigans of one country cannot so horribly impact what goes on in another country. And then they all come tumbling down. I mean, everybody has been hurt. It's not just us. But it's all the economies of the world, and this just can't be allowed. This is absolutely chaotic. It's horrific. Look at what's happening in England and Ireland and France and all of this. This is all due to shenanigans of people playing games behind the scene to make a few bucks at the expense of many.
Right.
It's got to end.
Now, you said that you see people working together, and does that include Congress? Because Congress,
yes.
as you know, next year will be split, one party, one House. The House will be one party, and the Senate will be another. And there are so many problems going from the national debt to immigration to gays to Medicare, Social Security, and on and on and on. Are they going to work together and accomplish any of these goals?
That's what I talked about, compromise. They're going to have to, and I see the wisdom in the current president seeing that very early on, that he has to be able to get people to work together. If they don't, the party that is going to entrench itself is going to cause another recession, and this time worse. And, you know, that's going to be a heck of a Donnybrook if they don't work together. So, yes, I think people coming to always come to Congress. I mean, I was born and raised here. Everybody comes in with the trumpets blowing and blood in their eye, and they're going to change the world. And they get here, and they find out, well, folks, this is the world. And you can't do what you could do maybe parochially, you can't do nationally. It doesn't work on a wider scale. There are too many complexities. You can't just think about yourself or your state. You've got to think about the nation as a whole and the world now. So they're going to learn the word compromise. They're not going to like it, but it's going to have to happen, or we're all going to be sitting on our hands, and it's all going to hell in a handbasket. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think there are enough wise people, and I always believe very firmly that the good Lord always finds people to bring into to help us save our union. I firmly believe that we have a divine providence in there, and that when the nation is in need, the leaders do come, and I believe that firmly they will be, and it will be compromised, and I think that people will work together, and that includes our lovely Congress. As much as they like to think they're different, they're no different from anybody else.
You know, I think that what I'm seeing as you're talking is that government is used to communicating a certain way. They would negotiate. It's sort of like negotiating crime with criminals. And here I'm seeing more of a conflict resolution type, like mediation, more like mediation than just conversation and or strict opinions. I think that collaboration is going to bring people into a different way of thinking, because the old way of thinking didn't work. And so it's going to go beyond collaboration. I think it's going to step more into a new thought process.
Can't hurt.
That's going to twinkle. But it feels to me that it's going to take longer than just the president's term. It's going to take a while, but it will start in its effect, because, you know, how do you fix this in 10 months? I don't think so.
Well, how do you fix even just the deficit? They started to move forward, and now they've moved back again. And so no one wants to do it, because it's going to involve a lot of people.
Yes.
And everyone wants to get reelected, so I think they're going to have to start putting the people before their own self-interest.
Yes.
But
exactly,
but do
right.
you see that happening?
Yes.
You do.
They're going
to take a little while. It's going
to
take a little while, but yes, because if they don't start doing it now, Carl, you're going to find such a horrific situation cropping up in the next 6 to 8 months, 12 months, that it'd be devastating not only to our economy, but to the rest of the world. We cannot afford to play games. It's just not possible. It's time for the we, the people, not me and mine and my little portion of the world. It's got to be commitment on a global level. We can no longer pretend that we don't impact the rest of the world. We do.
Right. Now, Obama has very low ratings in the polls right now. And what do you see for him in his position as president in 2011?
Well, he's going to have a rough year because he's going to play the role of the cool-headed parent, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to be the leader and to maintain his cool and his equilibrium. He's the one who's going to have to insist and pound out the fact that we have to get together. If we don't work together, we're going to be torn apart. And if we're torn apart, the nation we've torn apart. I see him along the lines of Lincoln in that capacity, that when all was said and done, it's we the people, and we have to work together. The selfishness and the infighting and the my dad can beat your dad, that type of thing, has got to stop. We all have to work together. And I think he's a good, level-headed man who can do that type of necessary work. He's got the temperament. I think within the next 2 years, if it works along the lines I'm visualizing now, he will be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a nice fight the first time, won't be a nice fight the second time, but he will be one who has started and can continue to lead the people in this fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we need. We need somebody who's unflappable, who's consistent, who's strong, and who's not afraid to do the job, even if it's an unpleasant one.
Right. And then
I concur. And it's almost like I get the visual that our government has become like in the old world when families, you know, in the old world, royalty would marry within the family. They would inbreed to keep the royal blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like similar with the government the way it is. It's been inbreeding all these years. And what Obama brings to it is new blood, you know, and new thought. And I agree. I think he will be reelected, but I think this is going to be a fight because people don't like change. Tradition does not like change. And so with the work that he's got cut out, in his heart, he wants to change everything overnight. But politically, he's got to follow certain rules and regulations and then change law and so on. And with the process, it takes a lot longer than what the needs are.
Well, then changing the subject,
yes.
Do you away from politics,
yes.
Do you see any major devastating hurricanes or tornadoes affecting the United States in 2011? I'm sure you'll do better than the weather people do.
Oh, please. They couldn't even predict snow in Washington, D.C. area yesterday. They changed it 3 different times within 3 hours. I could have done better than that.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some more drought. I think there's going to be continuing a trend of upheaval in the weather, quite frankly. And I'm not really thrilled with that. But I don't think it's going to be quite as devastating as it has been to some other nations and as it has been in the past. I do think we're going to be in for some minor quaking. And I think we are going to be having some issues next fall. But from where I sit in D.C., and this is all I can say, is I don't feel it's going to be a devastating winter like it was last year, at least for the northeast mid-Atlantic section. I'm not so confident about knowing what or feeling what the West Coast is, but I just don't feel it quite as bad as it has been. And I certainly hope there's a respite for the sake of many, many people concerned.
And the hurricanes, tornadoes?
That you want to grab for that?
I'm seeing more of that. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where, but it just seems like everything is shifting, and it's shifting, and a lot of it has to do with they're trying to heal itself from all the pollution and all the devastation that we're doing to it, you know. And I can't keep up with the cleansing process, and so unless people are able to help with the green effort, I think we're going to see a lot more with angry weather and angry changes. I mean, that's the only way I could visualize it. It's just, it's like if you try to hurt something, it's going to try to protect itself. And I think that's what's going on. There's just too much damage going on. And there has to be an effort on everybody's face to do something to make it better. To pinpoint it, it's just too big for me. It just seems to be too big. It just seems to be everywhere. And I think the whole planet is vulnerable.
So you think this could affect other parts of the world as well?
Other
parts of the world? I was
absolutely,
honing in on the U.S. But, yeah, we're going to be having some really devastating issues in other parts of the world, too. I really do. I do foresee more earthquakes in the Indochina area, that area of the world. And I do see slides in South America and a lot of turmoil. I mean, after all, the Earth is a living, breathing entity, which we tend to forget because it's so big. But it has to move and stretch and reach and twist. And the plates are always moving, so yes, I do see that.
I even see some land masses rise to the ocean. Other land masses, I'm seeing like a domino effect, like some land going down and some land coming up.
Maybe Atlantis will come up again.
I had that feeling. As a matter of fact, I was telling Phyllis that when we were thinking about, she had said that what you wanted to do was look at predictions. I actually got the feeling of something regarding Atlantis is going to be discovered. I don't know whether it's going to be land that's coming up, but there's going to be an incredible discovery that's going to change the thought processes of history. A major discovery. And that's all that I get, a major discovery. And then I also get, if I may change, I got the idea there's going to be some other space exploration. I this year I feel that there's going to be three main discoveries, one in the sea or landmass. I'm seeing, this discovery is revolving around Atlantis, and then I'm seeing that there's going to be a discovery of a particular planet or something in our planetary system that wasn't seen before that shows that there is similar life.
That would be wonderful.
And then the other is, I can't be more specific, but it feels like there's going to be a major medical discovery, which will help with, I'm not sure if it would be with AIDS or cancer, or some major discovery. It could even be with MS, but it has to do with the deterioration of the body that will help. So, I don't know. I mean, I know it sounds a little bit loose, but I don't know, maybe Phyllis can see something a little bit more deep in that.
Well, yes. And you're touching on some things that I guess I've read about recently off the coast, of the East Coast, near Florida, that area. They have found what looks like paved roads. That's several years old. And I understand there are some major discoveries that are expected to be coming through soon, but this is knowledge that I have, so I would hate to put it under the heading of psychic, because I'm so close to it. I didn't gear my mind towards or swivel my mind toward that prediction, but I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot that's coming. There's a lot of that's being found in materials, natural materials that can be used to bring about healing, and I think there are going to be more discoveries along those lines as far as the natural. Now, how close we are to this within the next year or two, which is kind of where I was focusing my attention, I am not sure. I think some headway will be made, but I can't give it to you more than that. And I think some headway is going to be made in the area of diabetes as well for some reason.
I've been reading about diabetes, and that was one of the series I thought I would have to try to get the latest for everyone that listens to the program.
Yeah, I just really feel strongly that that there is going to be a breakthrough on the front with diabetes, and that would be a great benefit to so many people today.
I would hope that people would turn more to some of the natural treatments for cancer. And Annette,
yes,
you mentioned cancer, because there are some wonderful treatments out there and some very great physicians that are using these natural treatments and having a lot of success with them. And the problem, as I see it, is that the public often are not aware of what is available, because
exactly,
most,
yes,
physicians will push chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation.
Right.
And so do you see that there will be more education coming and more people becoming knowledgeable about the treatments for cancer over the next year or two?
Yes, I think so. I think that's a trend that's really well begun, and the establishment is against it because, as you know, it's what you can see, touch, taste, feel, smell, and charge bills for. Because for some reason that I don't understand is, in the healing of alternative therapies, very often people think you don't have to pay for them. They should be free.
Right, right.
I personally don't comprehend this. I mean, the people who do alternative healing do eat.
Right.
They do have bills.
Well, they also
have
to do research, and
there have to be studies done, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, in hypnotherapy, there is a body of evidence which is growing that hypnosis, it has some absolutely fantastic healing modalities attached to it, and that it is very, very efficacious in a number of ways, and yet there's a very slow reluctance to bring it in, or just
mm-hmm.
bring it in under the auspices of people who are already trained in traditional medicine, which, by the way, simply means, in my book, from what I've observed, is that the people with special training in medicine still use the old ways but pay lip service to the new.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to have a break from the old way of thinking and doing things to the new way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking there is going to be a growing body of people who realize that you can bring about healing using your own mind,
mm-hmm.
okay, using your own powers. And this is phenomenal. This, I
mm-hmm.
think, is just phenomenal. And the world should be ready for it. I think I read somewhere that mm-hmm. all healing comes from God, and all healing is already built into the human body and the DNA, the pattern of perfection. We just need how to find it and then use it,
right,
find
right.
The key to opening our own healing. And
mm-hmm.
they are saying now that a lot of healing really is through faith or miracle or we don't know what it is
mm-hmm.
type of thing. But I am thinking that more and more people are going to find the natural way to healing is through the human's own capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Annette, do you want to add anything
yes,
on this?
Yeah, I do. I think with a lot of people using alternatives and with the results being positive,
mm-hmm.
it's bringing more popularity and more awareness
mm-hmm.
for other people who are afflicted with certain diseases to take a chance to work with the alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think the education is going to be by more people like yourself and other professionals that have had experience that are working with the current experiences
mm-hmm.
and people, and you know, it's all by word of mouth. And I think that when the population is more flooded with the alternatives, I think that's when the medical profession
mm-hmm.
will start paying a little bit more attention.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, you know, in my personal situation that I've used a lot of holistic ways of working, you know, I shared before that I had a major stroke and
mm-hmm.
that put me in a convalescence center, and they basically felt that I would stay in bed for the rest of my life. And the doctors
mm-hmm.
are scratching their head, every one of them, the surgeon, they were all saying, you're a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do it? And I did a lot of stuff like Phyllis is talking
mm-hmm.
about, a lot of stuff that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did it, and I'm living independently and almost, you know, working towards the tail end of the healing.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
great.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just a matter, I think, of getting the word out to people and letting them see that it works.
Exactly. And, yes, I believe there's a good place for all medicine, okay? Don't misunderstand me. I do. But I also think what I had seen years ago was that I can see where there are natural disasters that come up, for example, like in Haiti or in the mountainous regions where there have been earthquakes, and people do not have access to medicine. The holistic way is the way that can save the most people and help people till other practical help comes along, you see, mm-hmm. other than just lying there and just dying because they don't know anything better can be done and they feel they have to depend on somebody. Holistic is really using yourself and what you know, and I feel that there will be coming disasters so that the current system is undermined and cannot get to where it needs to go because of travel or the conditions, et cetera, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where another reason why holistic medicine is going to be so important, because it can begin with the people right where they are with their injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And this is so important. It's like knowing how to do CPR.
Mm-hmm.
It's like knowing how to stop bleeding. It's knowing how to recognize the signs of stroke. I think it's important to know how to take care of oneself on an emergency basis. And I think this is a holistic way of moving forward to bring that into being.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Now, changing the subject again.
Yes, sir.
The bed bugs.
Oh, go away.
That have become a major problem in the United States. And
yes.
a lot of it has to do with travel and with DDT being banned, et cetera, but they're rampant in cities like New York and Washington, D.C., and others. So do you see a solution for this coming up in 2011?
Yes, I think they are working right now on a possibility that they and I think it's going to have an impact. Unfortunately, the reinfection rate, once you get rid of them, it doesn't mean that somebody else coming in doesn't bring them back in. That's the problem I'm thinking. It really needs more of a eradication worldwide. But for the United States, I think, and more of the major countries, that they are indeed working on something that would provide relief for that.
And this will happen in 2011?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're really pushing it out. I think they're going to have to do that, yeah. I think there's a definite possibility it will show up.
Because there is a solution now, but it's a very small scale.
Yeah,
you can buy that will kill any of the bed bugs and eggs in your luggage.
Hmm.
But the concern is for a whole house or a whole room.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because the heat seems to be the one thing that is
hmm.
having the most effect. The chemicals do not seem to work on their own. But you do see then something that will come in 2011 that's going to take care of this.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much doing a good job of it now, and we'll hear something. They're not my favorite species. I'm sure there's a reason for them, but honest to goodness, it's like mosquitoes. I can't see any reason why the good Lord invented the mosquito. as much as I respect the creator, I'm still trying to figure out what he thought he was doing when he created the mosquito.
It was a joke. He was making a joke.
Well, I think they have to come up with something.
Keeping us on our toes. I think they're working on like sterilization to make them sterile so they can't reproduce as well as the killing. You know, like the way we neuter our animals so
mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
can't reproduce. I think they're working on, besides killing what we have
mm-hmm.
here, working on some sort of sterilization that they can't reproduce
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know right now they say that it could cost $10,000 to $15,000. To get rid of them in a house. Well, most people don't have that kind of money.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know that one of my brothers was an exterminator, and he had said to me that they constantly, when he was doing it, he would have to use a different poison
mm-hmm.
every month because they adapt.
Mm-hmm.
They become
mm-hmm.
immune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the next generation is immune to all of the previous poisons, so there's just
mm-hmm.
so many poisons they can come up with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So So you think, Annette, also that they will have something next year?
I'm thinking, yes. I'm thinking they'll have the first stages of a way to sterilize them and kill them, kill the generation.
Because it's become a major problem in, like, New York, for example, where I think it's affected the economy also, because they say that people aren't going to the legitimate theater, and they think that it's because of the economy. But I think part of it is because of the bedbugs, you know, because they have them in the theaters, they've got them in the restaurants, they've got them in the major hotels. They have them everywhere. Well, who wants to go and be exposed to that?
Don't look at me. Well, I find it interesting. I think they will find something before long, truly.
Yeah. Good. Yes. Well, then, do you see other things in general that may have a major impact in the United States or worldwide that you think should be shared with the listeners? Now, Annette, you mentioned the major medical discoveries.
Yes. Yeah. I feel that... I don't know, it just seems to me that there's going to be more with discoveries in strengthening the immune system. Because I agree with Phyllis that a lot of it has to do with your own personal thoughts and thinking. But living in a convalescent center and being a lot in hospitals, from my interaction with a lot of people give up. Don't realize that they have any power, and they're expecting the doctors and medicine to take care of them. And so I think that somehow there's going to be a boost in helping the immune system. And with that, you know, like a lot of times we need that little extra boost to get us into a better state of thinking. And I think with that, it will help. You know, it's almost like inoculation. I'm seeing something like that that is going to help prevent a lot of autoimmune diseases and then also a recovery. I can't pinpoint it because I guess I'm not pinpointing it because it's still in the process of being discovered. When I sort of fumble, when I don't have all the information, it's sort of like it's in the process of. And it's not really for me to know, so to speak, but I can see the end result. And that's what it feels like.
Phyllis, do you have something to add?
Well, my feeling is that we're going to be moving a lot more into the field of electronics before they find out that one can take a good thing so far, and then we begin to have a diminishing return. And I have a feeling that's probably on the not-too-distant horizon, that they're going to find that there are some really physical damage that appears with kids, and I think they're beginning to now, with too much use of the computer and being inside, et cetera. I think they're going to find a lot more people are lacking in vitamin D4, for example, and other vitamins, that they're becoming weakened in their immune system because they are not getting out and getting what they need to. I think they're going to find that it's more to encourage the kids to get up and get out and get moving because it's very detrimental to their health. And over a period of time, you're going to see a lot of weakness coming about.
I agree.
Illnesses coming on that were not seen before or were in much older people. Being human and acting out physically as humans should. And I think that's going to be coming a health care issue that's going to be addressed, which I think it is now to a certain extent. You must know that, Carl.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
especially
I am seeing that it becoming more of an insistent problem and more of a grave situation that's going to be called upon to have some real measures dealt with. And I really see them putting back physical education back into, they call it physical education, right, Jim? We call it, into the schools, because they're going to find that keeping the kids at the tables as long and not letting them get up and move around is really not helping their mental capabilities, but taking away from them.
That they need
more physical activity, and they need to add music back into the mix as well. So I am seeing a coming renaissance, if you will, of the arts, music and what have you in schools, because it helps the creative side of the brain.
Now, Annette, would you like to tell us about your services and your upcoming book and how listeners could reach you?
Oh, sure. I'll start with my contact information. My email is Antonia Annette, AntoniaAnnette, at yahoo.com. And my phone number is 360-459-0963. You can leave a message.
And you're in Washington, right?
I'm in Washington State. And I do clairvoyant readings. I usually do them over the phone because I work with people from all over. And my upcoming book I'm working on, I'm planning on having it completed this year, is some of it is an autobiography on one chapter on how I've gotten to where I am now. But it's also a book on, I'm going to have a chapter on my teaching, because I teach classes on intuitive training. And so I'm going to have a chapter on that. But then the other components of working with conflict resolution, forgiveness, talk about ego, and so on, it's going to be more of a full meal deal, you know. And so that's what I'm working on.
And do you have a title for it, Annette?
I do, but I don't. I don't want to say it just yet. Because I might change it again, but I have a feeling, I have an idea, but not yet. But I'll let you know when I'm done.
Great, good. And Phyllis, do you want to tell us your services and contact information?
Yes, I'm a hypnotherapist and a psychic. I've been trained at the ARE, the Association for Research and Enlightenment, in Virginia Beach, in Edgar Casey's work. I do psychic readings as well. As I said, I am a hypnotherapist, and I do give readings over the phone, and I've even done hypnosis over the phone, though I prefer not to do it. And I can be reached at area code 202-387-2080. And my company name is Multiple Pathways, and I work with healing as well, long-distance healing, and I'm a practitioner of Jinshin Jitsu, which is one of the most amazing healing arts I've ever found, and it works miracles. And thank you so much for the courtesy of allowing us to talk to you. And it's been a delight and a lot of fun.
Well, I thank you both.
Definitely,
for
I agree.
Being on the show, I know it's going to be very helpful to the listeners and encouraging, because with the unemployment rate where it is and the housing market where it is and everything, people are going to want to hear something encouraging, and I think that you've offered that to them.
Thank you. Thank you so
much.
So, again, I appreciate it very much and look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much. God bless
you.
Take care.
Thank
you.
Bye. Bye.
I waited over a year and turned down several offers for sponsors to find the right one. After reviewing the current issue of a distinctive style magazine, I know that with God's help, I picked the right one. The video interviews, the written pages, the magnificent pictures, and the music I heard were all fantastic and included interviews with such stars as Clarice Leachman, Mark Victor Hansen, and Antonio Sabato, Jr., and music by Paula Nelson, daughter of Willie Nelson, and Mark Ballas in his debut solo album. But this was just the start. Then there was a series on cancer in celebration of National Cancer Month, and interviews included survivors and those who work with cancer, such as Olivia Newton-John, a survivor, Melinda Marchiana, a 16-year-old survivor, Fran Drescher, and Dr. Sharon Winter, also a survivor who used alternative treatments and later became a naturopathic physician to help others. Then I saw a picture of a magnificent cathedral, probably in Europe, and heard the voice of 7-year-old Rima Marvana singing Amazing Grace and the Lord's Prayer. Reading about her compassion for others and hearing her voice brought tears to my eyes. Magazines do not come better than the Distinctive Style magazine. I can't imagine what could top this issue, but I look forward to seeing, and I'm sure you will want to also. Go to www.adistinctivestyle.com to subscribe to this remarkable magazine. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope you found some of the predictions for 2011 helpful. I also invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all past Holistic Health Shows and current research on a variety of topics with a major emphasis on cancer. These will be found on the blog. You will also find my last book, Healthy Holistic Aging, for sale, that tells you how to use a holistic approach to remain healthy into old age. You will also find ebooks on natural interventions for cancer, stress, sleep, and anal fissures, and a CD on smoking cessation. Next week, we will return to our series on spirituality, healing, and faith. If you have ideas for future series on this show, please contact me through my website. We will close this program with a song sung by Stephanie Ann Stevens, who was guest on the last show. Because it was at the end of the show, you may have missed part of this wonderful song. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week and a happy new year for 2011.
Yeah.